Pete Price, Late Night City. City Talk 105.9.
Hello, June.
Hello.
Hi, it's Ruth Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hiya, June. How can I help you tonight?
I'm just wondering, I lost my mum 15 months ago. I've been struggling since her first anniversary. And I'm just wondering whether she's okay, if she's safe, and if she's got any messages for me.
Okay, then. Do you want me to deal from 1, 2, or 3?
1, please.
Right. As I say, they're always safe, so don't worry about her.
Okay.
Because they always say we're sent down here and it's where we're tried and tested and, you know, all bad things. Don't you think it's a horrible place, really? With what goes on in the news and everything. So, you know, you've got to think this is where we're tried and tested and she's gone on to a much better place, okay?
Okay.
Right. I'll go through the cards and you tell me when to stop, all right?
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Do you want me to deal from top, middle, or bottom?
Middle, please.
Middle, okay. I'll deal you 7 cards. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah. All right.
So has it been really hard for you?
Yep, very hard.
It's really hard, isn't it?
And,
right, okay. I'll start turning the cards. So is it just a direct question? You just want to know she's okay?
Yeah, if she's got any messages.
Is it okay if whatever comes up I tell you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right? Okay. Right, she's making steady progress.
Right.
She's taking her time, then.
Is she?
Right. She likes to get things just so.
Yeah.
Right, it's got to be perfect. Right. She's happy about someone's education.
Right.
She said someone's doing well. Right?
Yeah.
And she's showing someone's travelling. Right, there's going to be talk of you travelling.
Right.
Right, where are you at the moment?
What do you mean, where am I?
Are you happy where you're living?
Kind of talk about it every now and again.
Because
kind of
move?
Moving away and stuff, but
sorry?
We've never actually done it. Said
you've got to move.
Have I?
Yeah, because she's saying you've got to move.
Right.
Because it's showing safe travel. What that means is it's now's the time.
Okay.
I think you talk about it.
Yeah.
Is this over the last few years?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But you need the confidence to do this.
Is that possibly alone or with my family and my husband?
Hey, you can't get rid of them. Sorry. Right. Because you've been waiting for people to grow up.
Yeah.
Right, sorry. Sorry, Sally just said that, so I've just got to mention that. You've been waiting for people to grow up. Mm-hmm. But I think take everyone with you.
Right.
Right? You need the confidence to move.
Okay.
Right, okay. Right, okay. She's laughing dead loud, your mum. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because she said she's happy now.
Oh, God.
She said to tell you she's speaking the truth.
Right.
Right. She said to tell you she heard everything. Right?
Right.
She's
got
to listen. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Right. Why is she telling me that?
Well, I think it's when she was... I was actually with her when she died, and I was trying to talk to her.
Were you talking to her and you thought she couldn't hear?
No, she told me to shut up.
Right, well, shut up. Right, shut up, she said. Sorry. But she's healing. She said she's happy.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a ghost.
Where's the ghost? Sorry, you're scared of the building. I'm sorry. But she said she's very peaceful. Right, okay. But she said to tell you she heard everything.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Very weird.
Okay, God bless.
I'm sorry, can
I'm going to murder these two.
No, listen. June, I want to apologise. Me and him just went out and we
you
just...
You and Jack.
Yeah, and we just heard... Oh, you know... I've never been so scared in my life. The two of us just shot in here then. What the... How was that? He's dropped everything. I've
it's
dropped
it. Well, he's too scared now.
Sorry about that, June. I'm really, really worried about that. June, that really scared
okay.
me. Then.
I'm just going to go and have a look.
Go and have a look, seriously.
Okay.
Go and have a look. Honestly, I don't know what the hell has happened, June. It's really, honestly, that's what we just heard.
Oh, weird.
It was horrible. Sorry about the interruption.
No problem.
They've just gone to have a look. I'm really, really, really upset by that. All we heard was. They've gone to have a look. All we heard was, and it was a quiet room. Oh, God, I hate this place sometimes. ¶¶ according to Phoebe, who's in the newsroom now, there's a load of papers on the floor. There's nobody else in the building except me, Jay and Phoebe. Jay's been in the studio. I've been in here. And according to Phoebe, there's a woman standing in the middle of the newsroom with all the papers strewn everywhere. Just, it's actually knocked the wind out of me. I wish it was a wind-up. It's not a wind-up. It's really knocked the wind out of me. Just all we heard was, oh, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I'm really upset by this now. I just don't know what to say. And apparently, she's calling to Phoebe, the woman wants me. So they're discussing it now. It really, really, really is just unnerving. What? You coming back in? So what did the woman look like? Three women? So what do they look like? Old, young?
There was two younger and one older. I'm putting the wrong headphones on.
Look. And why are they here?
Just watching over. One's watching over you.
But why are the papers all over the floor?
They want attention. And we've got to give them attention.
Well, I tell you, it's not me sick that tonight. That's really not me sick, because I went to the car. You were here. I went into to get an email off the copy machine. Jay was getting the papers, and we just heard that and then just ran. That's just.
We'll have to do a most haunted up here and see what comes up.
That's not me sick, Dan. I wonder if Tom's listening. I'm sure Tom is. That's not me sick. It's not me sick. I just want to go home now. Don't like it.
You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Great.
It's Sally.
Take him with you. Right. It's not me sick, that, you know. So did you see her straight away?
Mm.
What? They're coming here?
Yeah.
Apparently they've come in here now. Why can't they go in there with Jay?
Oh, no, I'm
Do
not.
Me a favour. Will you go and see if there's anybody in there for him? Because he's just in a
he's
hell of a
scared
state.
Now, isn't
well,
he?
No, I understand. I'm sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is just... just got to check on Jay. Well, I'm not sitting in here with three women. He's just gone in. She's just gone in. How can it happen in a place like this, this high up? Is it all clear? Well, can you not leave me in here with these two? Oh, don't start. He's winding me up now. I'm getting wound up now. Don't talk about clowns. I've got a house full of clowns. Oh, shut up. Do you mean this? I'm going to take a break.
Psychic Phoebe joins Pete Price.
Right, we've calmed down now. Let me explain exactly what happened, and I mean genuinely happened. Phoebe was talking to that lady, June. I went in the newsroom to get, which I switched the lights off, by the way, throughout the building. When I come in at night, that's my job. I went and got an email, which I had printed off. Jay was picking the papers up in the dark. We both looked at each other and we heard this noise, and then all these papers went all over the floor. Now, there's nobody else in the building except Phoebe, me and Jay. No, you just said what? You then went in to have a look.
Yeah, I went in and I feel there's something, you know, really important to be announced, because the papers have been thrown all over the floor. There was a lady standing in the middle of the room, but there's actually three ladies in there. But there's going to be something announced really important tomorrow. There's an important event to be announced because the papers are all over the floor.
Right, let's go to the lines and speak to Marie. Hello, Marie.
Hiya.
Hi, Marie. Sorry to keep you waiting. We just...
It's all right.
We freaked ourselves out.
Right, you
This is Late Night City with Pete Price. City Talk 105.9.